The nation's unemployment rate dropped to 6% in October, according to a Labor Department report released this morning. That's a decline from 6.1% the month before. The number of jobs increased by 126,000 last month, considerably more than many economists had predicted. Bill Cheney is chief economist with John Hancock Financial in Boston. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is this the beginning of a longer trend of job creation?
One certainly has to hope that it's the beginning of a longer trend. I have to say that this monthly report is pretty much as good news as anyone could reasonably have hoped for. We didn't just get that 126,000 jobs that you were talking about. We got upward revisions of about 70,000 to each of the previous 2 months.
Where are the new jobs coming from?
That's a great question. You never know in advance where the jobs are going to come from as the economy turns up. And from month to month, they tend to move around. This month, we're seeing some jobs in government, a lot of jobs in retail trade, and continuing trend of job gains in medical services and education services. Still nothing in manufacturing, but I think that's a long shot.
What's responsible, do you think?
Fundamentally, people have been spending a ton of money over the past couple of quarters. We had a huge boost from mortgage refinancing, putting more money in people's pockets, lowering their payments. We had a huge boost from tax cuts. And those things have all combined to generate a wave of spending in the third quarter. So far, we thought this was all happening in the form of productivity gains in business. But it turns out that actually people have been hiring a little more than we thought, and the hiring is now picking up speed. And that really is terrific news.
Well, if the tax cuts are responsible for some of the economic stimulus, could the momentum soon wear off?
The momentum will not be nearly as strong in the fourth quarter in terms of spending by consumers, but I think the big boost to business sales and business profits that we've seen is going to carry over to continued hiring in the fourth quarter. Then we come into next year and we get another whole slug of fiscal stimulus, because the tax cuts will actually be delivering at least half of their cash into people's pockets when they file in April or sooner if they're getting a refund. If you remember, the tax cuts were backdated to January, but the withholding was only reduced in July. So half of the year's tax cut is still to come.
What about the enormous federal deficit? Will that affect job growth?
In the short run, the federal deficit is helping job growth. In the short run, the federal deficit is tax cuts putting money in people's pockets and spending stimulating the economy in various sectors, particularly at the moment, defense, of course. In the longer run, one has to worry. I mean, when the economy gets back up to full capacity, then the government will be competing for resources with the private sector. But at the moment, it's kind of a free lunch. I mean, we need more demand, and every little extra dollar spent is a good thing.
The number of manufacturing jobs declined for the 37th consecutive month. What are the prospects there?
The manufacturing sector is in a perpetual bind. Goods, after all, are the things which can be shipped around the world, so the manufacturing industry is perennially competing with foreign countries, particularly now that Asia has come onto the scene, foreign countries with very low labor costs. The result is that the kinds of U.S. industries which can compete successfully are those which do not depend that much on hiring a lot of bodies. Those are the kinds of industries which are declining. The ones which are growing are those who can produce a ton of output with relatively few people. And so I think you're going to see continuing declines in U.S. manufacturing employment, certainly as a share of the total and probably in absolute numbers, really as far as the eye can see. I don't think that's where we're going to be getting job gains in the foreseeable future.
You think the United States is just getting out of the manufacturing business?
It's not that we're getting out of the manufacturing business, it's that we're continuing a process of shifting from the kinds of manufacturing business, you know, if you go back far enough, things like textiles, then on to things like steel and autos, which require lots and lots of workers. We're shifting more and more to the kinds of businesses where you have many fewer people, a lot of automation, a lot of value per ton of items shipped. And those don't tend to require so many bodies. It's not that the industries are going to go away completely. We still have a lot of high-tech manufacturing, aircraft, and so on. But the big employers are going to go on shrinking.
Thank you very much. Bill Cheney is chief economist with John Hancock Financial in Boston.